Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show as we get set for game 129 in the Biloxi Shockers season as they take on the Birmingham Barons. Time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we're joined by the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Since the last time we talked, you guys have won every single game. How much fun has this recent stretch been of just winning baseball games night in and night out?
Well, you know, it's great. I mean, there is a, what else you can say? It's a good vibe. It's a good feeling. It's when you see the guys are, you know, developing and producing on field what you're been working all your season long, and it's showing up.
Well, how about last night? 18 runs, 22 hits, both single-game franchise record, and you guys get 70 wins in a season for the first time since 2019. How impressive was the 18 runs last night?
Well, you know, it's enjoyable, man. It's a good feeling, you know. It's a good feeling, you know, the approach, the way they're hitting the ball to all field, and the way they run in the bases, huh? And the way they're doing everything, I think that's you know, hard work paying off. That's what we call hard work paying off right there.
Well, and how gratifying is it to see the hard work pay off in such a big way over these last couple of weeks?
Well, it shows up in the winning columns. winning, you know, all those little things we've been working and emphasizing from the get-go is, you know, they're showing up and they're producing, and you know, it's really brings a good smile to anyone's face when somebody else is having success.
When you talk about this clubhouse, you guys win 10 in a row, and you guys are right now in the thick of a playoff race with Montgomery. What does this kind of win streak do for a clubhouse that is in such a tight pennant race?
Oh, it gives you reinsurance that your ability and what you can do, and you know, I do believe that these type of games and this type of race, you know, bring the best out of players. Players learn how important is being fundamentally sound, how important is to play the game the right way, and that's where this is something that you cannot duplicate in any other way. You know, when every game means something. So that's the way, best way to develop a player. This is the best way, you know, being on a race, and they're gonna learn from being a big part of a team. And teamwork is so important. In reality, it's the best philosophy to develop a player is teamwork. You know, your ability is part of each individual, but teamwork brings 28 guys together, bring the coaching staff and everyone's together in the same page, and that's what shows up.
You talk about the growth of guys, and Jackson Churio, we talk about him a ton this year, 20 homers, 40 stolen bases, 19 years old, but it's not just him, it's a 1-9 collection, and even the guys that come off the bench still manage to have big time nights, especially last night, Jason Lopez with that big 2 RBI double. How much does the success just from a couple of individuals help spread around not only the dugout, but also to the bullpen as well?
Good things are contagious. You know, that's what we're calling, you know, good vibe, good things, good feelings. When, you know, you work hard and you wish people good things, and, you know, they're contagious. Just like a bad attitude are contagious. And, you know, and we're being blessed by having a great group, a great coaching staff. And you know, everybody is buying in our organization philosophy. And, you know, everybody gets along the right way. And, you know, if there is something, I nip it in the ass and we'll go from there.
One of the big things, too, is Carlos Rodriguez enters today 1 point behind Troy Johnston for the Southern League batting title. How impressive has it been to see Carlos's growth throughout this season after missing the back half of last season in high A?
Well, his ability to put the ball in play and hit the ball on a line is impressive, you know, to all field. You know, they were playing him a different way and he still managed to get 4 hits. You know, they play him one way, he hit it the other way. They play him the other way, he hit it the other way. You know, so the ability to hit the ball on a line and handle the bat is impressive.
When he's also a guy who almost never strikes out, how important is that to have a guy in the lineup who is so good at putting the ball into play and making the defense work?
Well, the ability to control the strike zone is important. You're gonna hit the ball a lot better when you're able to hit strikes, and he does that really well.
How about Carolina last night making the playoffs for the first time since 2008? How happy are you for the folks down in Carolina?
We're really happy. We had all those guys worked for me in the past couple of years, and Victor Esteves and Michael O'Neill and all those guys. They're really happy. We did FaceTime with them last night, and they were, bring a good smile to us, to our face.
Well, hey, hopefully it's not the only Brewers minor league affiliate celebrating this year, right?
We're looking forward to that.
Skip, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.